Israel and the United States are both determined to thwart Iran's nuclear ambitions and its aggression in the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday, following a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. Speaking after a meeting with Rubio in Jerusalem, Netanyahu said they had held a very productive discussion on a number of issues, none more important than Iran. Israel and America stand shoulder to shoulder in countering the threat of Iran, he said. We agreed that the Ayatollahs must not have nuclear weapons and also agreed that Iran's aggression in the region must be rolled back. Rubio claimed, behind every terrorist group, behind every act of violence, behind every destabilizing activity, behind everything that threatens peace and stability for the millions of people that call this region home, is Iran. Netanyahu said Israel had dealt a mighty blow to Iran over the past 16 months since the start of the aggression in Gaza, and said that with the support of Trump, he has no doubt Israel can and will finish the job. He claimed Israel had weakened Hezbollah movement in southern Lebanon and had hit hundreds of targets in Syria to prevent a new Iranian-backed front opening up against Israel. Now, if any other force believes that Israel will permit other hostile forces to use Syria as a base of operations against us, they are gravely mistaken, Netanyahu said. Thanking Rubio for unequivocal backing for Israel's policy in Gaza, Netanyahu said Israel and the United States under President Donald Trump shared a common strategy in the Palestinian enclave, where a fragile ceasefire is in effect between Israel and Hamas. I want to assure everyone who's now listening to us, President Trump and I are working in full cooperation and coordination between us, he said. Rubio added, Hamas cannot continue as a military or government force, and as long as it stands as a force that can govern or administer, or a force that can threaten by use of violence, peace becomes impossible. Netanyahu vowed on Sunday to open the gates of hell in Gaza if Hamas does not return all hostages, pointing to a joint U.S.-Israeli strategy to take on the Palestinian fighters. We have a common strategy, and we can't always share the details of this strategy with the public, including when the gates of hell will be opened, as they surely will if all our hostages are not released until the last one, Netanyahu said in a joint statement with visiting U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. We will eliminate Hamas's military capability and its political rule in Gaza, the statement added. We will bring all our hostages home, and we will ensure that Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel. The unequivocal support of the United States on Gaza will help us achieve these objectives faster and set us on a path for a different future, Netanyahu said.